Sports Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
I will probably do more damage that's been done. But at this point, pain tolerance, like I said, it feels good today. I expect it to continue to keep getting better. Since this happened, I haven't had any setbacks with it, fortunately.
Tyrod Taylor looking a lot more mobile on the practice field Wednesday as he works his way back from a knee injury that kept him out of last Sunday's game. He believes he has a very good chance to start on Sunday. Nate Peterman also practiced on a limited basis. He is still in the concussion protocol. He has a couple of more tests to pass in order to gain medical clearance. Kelvin Benjamin aggravated his knee injury in last week's game, tried to give it a go in practice, but was very limited. Kyle Williams and Andre Holmes did not practice with groin and neck stiffness, respectively. Finally, Jordan Poyer was named the Ed Block Courage Award nominee for the Bills after returning from a lacerated kidney suffered in 2016 while with the Browns.
I was really surprised, you know, at first. I feel really honored, you know, to be voted by my teammates and by my peers for that award. And so it has been a long journey, but I was telling the guys earlier I wouldn't want it to, you know, be anywhere else other than here in Buffalo.
Poyer will go to the National Award Dinner for the Ed Block Courage Award in Baltimore in March. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.